This morning we're going to continue our fellowship in the book, The Knowledge of Life. Before we begin, though, I'd like to ask us all a question. Would you like to know the way to grow in life?
Amen.
Would you like to grow up into Him in all things?
Amen.
And how is it sometimes that we feel like our growth in life is hindered? How come we don't grow the way we should? You know, Brother Ron has this phrase that I like: we grow at the speed of life. But sometimes we don't even grow that fast. And there is a reason for that. But the key is in this chapter, chapter 10 of this book, The Knowledge of Life. So if you're not familiar, we are continuing our ministry reading as the church in Bellevue in The Knowledge of Life. And let's start by reading Jeremiah 31:33. If you have this verse, let's read Jeremiah 31:33. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Jehovah. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it upon their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. And let's read also Hebrews 8, chapter 10, or Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. And I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. And finally, let's go to Romans chapter 8. And let's read verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. So there is something in these verses called the law of life.
Amen.
And these verses reveal to us a wonderful, spectacular gift.
Amen.
That God has given us.
Amen.
When we were regenerated, that means when we received the life of God, when we opened up to the Lord, we didn't just get the Lord as life into us. In addition, we got something called the law of life. The law of life is a function of this divine life.
Amen.
Well, why do we call it the law of life? That's because the Bible calls it the law of life. But this is a very particular wording. So what is the meaning of the law of life? When we talk about this kind of law, well, we know what a law is. And God has a law. That law is the Ten Commandments. That law makes demands on us. That law is outside of us, right? This is not the law we're talking about. So in the Old Testament, we had the demands being made upon man. But there was a promise in Jeremiah 31. We read that together. Now, no longer is that outward demand sufficient. There is something that God wants to do. He wants to write those laws on our heart.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about, the law of life. The law of life is the innate function, the natural characteristic of the life. So when you look at different kinds of life, you can see that there is a law associated with that life. That law is the inner function, the innate, the natural characteristics of that life. For example, you have a dog. The dog cannot help but bark. The dog cannot help but chase after the rabbit, right? There is something that compels. The inner law of the dog compels it.
Amen.
You don't have to teach that dog these things, right? That is the law of the dog life. And every life has its inner functions, its natural characteristics. The higher the life, the higher the functions and the natural characteristics. This life also has a consciousness. That means it has feelings, right? When we talk about the divine life has its inner functions, its innate characteristics. That is the law of life. That is a reflection. That is what God is. This law of life is within us when we receive the divine life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This law of life has a lot of feelings. This law of life has a lot of regulation within. This law of life has a power. This law of life has growth. This law of life is going to, if we allow it, cause us to grow up into Him in all things. Cause us to mature in life and cause us to be formed in the image of Christ. Transformed. Praise the Lord. You know, when we have a child, that child has all the characteristics and functions of a human being, right? We were just visiting my nephew. He's 2. And it's just wonderful to see the human life. It has all the potential and all the characteristics in there. But you don't have to teach so much. There's a lot of teaching that we have to do eventually. But there is the capability to walk. There's a capability to talk. Eventually, there's a capability that's within this little boy to be a full-grown man. We just need to feed this life, right?
Amen.
I was just having so much fun. Just being with my nephew. This divine life in us has all those capabilities to cause us to become in the image of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the law of life. But in order for the law of life to function, it has to go through something. There is something called our heart. And if you saw in these verses in Jeremiah, he says, where does that law put into? He writes it on our hearts.
Amen.
The law of life is very closely related to our heart.
Amen.
What is our heart? Our heart is our mind, emotion, will, and our conscience. It's actually it's the leading part of our inward being. It's who we are, right? The heart is the switch. And the heart is the channel through which God must go through in order to reach our spirit. So, if there is any problem with our heart, what does our heart do? Our heart loves. Our heart chooses. Our heart considers. Right? Our heart can be hardened, or our heart could be soft. Our heart can be loving, or our heart can be indifferent. Right? Our heart is the key. Our heart is the switch through which the Lord must operate for that law of life to function. So if we have a blockage, if we have a problem with our heart, let's say we have our conscience is uneasy because of sin. Our conscience is not at peace. That's our heart, not at rest. If our heart has a problem like this, the law of life cannot function inside of us.
Right.
The growth in life stops.
Amen.
Let's say, for example, We just don't love the Lord. We're indifferent. We love the world. The things of the world start to occupy our heart, and our heart gets hardened to God. At that point, the growth in life will stop because the law of life has no way to function, to regulate within us. So that's why our heart is so crucial for the operation of the law of life. So what do we do when our heart has these conditions? You know, one of the things about the law of life is that it has power. And even if our heart has this kind of condition, the power of the law of life will actually incline our heart to the Lord. But we still have to use our will. So whenever we feel that we have our heart as like indifferent or not loving the Lord, we should pray, Lord, soften my heart. Amen. This is the Lord's His working within through the law of life to cause us to consider, oh, why don't I love the Lord? When we take this matter and say, Lord, soften my heart. That's all we need to do. That's how we deal with our heart. Lord, cause me to love you. Amen. Lord, I love so many other things. This is how we deal with our heart. The Lord prompts us because of some sin. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I come to you. When we do that, we open the way for the operation of the law of life inside of us.
Amen.
When we feel our heart is set against God's will, the Lord, we know that the Lord wants us to go a certain direction, but we just can't go that way. We just need to pray, Lord, Lord, deal with my will. Lord, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. When we come to the Lord this way, the Lord directs our heart. The Lord can deal with our heart. Praise the Lord. We don't have to directly try to dig out stuff in our heart. Actually, we just come to the Lord with all these things in the consciousness that we have. When we come to the Lord with the consciousness that the Lord brings us, and the Lord has something for all of us, something specific that's blocking the growth in life. Well, we just take that one thing to the Lord and say, Lord, I just give this to you. Maybe, Lord, I can't deal with this. This is how we deal with our heart, with all the blockages in our heart. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to let the law of life work in us.
Amen.
Why is it that we are stopped in our growth in life many times? It's because we do not come to the Lord and let Him operate on our heart. The more we just come to the Lord, day by day, there is always something that's blocking us. But we just let that thing go, and then the channel that's in our heart opens more. Amen. And more, so that the life of God can operate and regulate within us. Lord, isn't this what we all desire?
Amen.
To grow in life, to go on, to accomplish God's will?
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the law of life.
Amen.
The law of life is the inner operation of the divine life that causes us to fulfill all of God's desire.
Amen.
We don't have to do it, but we still have to open to give the Lord the way.
Amen.
Just come to the Lord and to deal with our heart. Let the Lord deal with our heart.
Amen.
And then we can go on in the growth of the divine life.
Amen.